This being Palm Sunday, I'm going to invite a few of the elders to come out and distribute palm crosses to the congregation. We normally pray for other people at this stage, but today we're going to have something different. What I would like you to do is take the palm cross, hold it before you, or just close your eyes and listen and pray. We're going to consider what Jesus' death on the cross means to us. Let's pray. Loving Father, we place before our eyes once again this symbol of the cross of your Son. We thank you for its astonishing good news, for its power to speak to the deepest needs of our heart. Paul says, everywhere in the world, this good news is bringing blessings and is growing. Through Christ, God has brought all things back to himself again. God made peace through the blood of Christ's death on the cross. At one time, you were separated from God. You were God's enemies in your minds. And the evil things you did were against God. But now God has made you his friends again. We thank you for the love the cross represents. Inscribed upon the cross we see in shining letters, God is love. And the Apostle John says, God showed his love for us by sending his only Son into the world so that we might have life through him. This is what love is. It's not that we've loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the means by which our sins are forgiven. We praise you for the self-sacrificing love of Jesus Christ. How he freely offered himself on our behalf. That he took our sins upon himself and was made a curse instead of us, that we might go free. We thank you for your mercy through the cross of Christ, that we're saved from the eternal loss from which it rescues us. Paul says, God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. We praise you for the freedom that the cross of Jesus brings. Liberation from anything and everything that would destroy us. Jesus said, now is the time for this world to be judged. Now the ruler of this world will be overthrown. And when I am lifted up from the earth, I will draw everyone to me. And John adds, in saying this, he indicated the kind of death he was going to undergo. As we look at the cross, we remember that no human idea has the power to save, that all our willing to be good will not save us. The only salvation is in Christ crucified. Because only he was able to take upon himself the poison of our sin and offer us healing. We must look to him for life as he is lifted up. We thank you for the forgiveness that the cross offers and proclaims. Paul says, we see that anyone united with the Messiah gets a fresh start, is created new. You've not only wiped out the charges against us and nailed them to the cross, you also offer us life in all its fullness. And lastly, may your cross remind us that we're called to take up our cross and follow in the way of Christ. May our lives speak of him, even as this cross speaks clearly of you. May we put to death all that is not of you, everything in our behavior that doesn't reflect your goodness and your truth. May we be prepared and ready to share the good news with others. Father, make these things real to us. Help us to remember them. And help these truths to affect our daily lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.